And yet we would refrain that we'd never ever make it up. Hundreds are telling me that today in various ways. I can feel it within what they say. We have reverence to doctrine and we have reverence to profession. But now we're embracing the manifestation. We're embracing with the passion throughout our whole being.
God is the one. not be such the thought of being extremely wonderful. I did not comprehend it. I had a small sensation. I would like to study what I said. I did not comprehend it. And if someone had that answer, I see this here, it would be very much like to have what I said a few months ago. I didn't have that. Did you happen to catch it? Fine. If I can have a copy of it, I would just like to know, not that there's anything phenomenal about it, but there was a great deal of peculiarity to it, and I wanted to know what there was more about it. First, chapter 30. We'd like you to keep our hearts and our consciousness. I know I speak of other work than too. I feel that this is a very definite hour when we need to manifest all that God has given us and express it as we know. I don't mean by preaching that. We're not going to try to give you some new philosophy. We need to work some of the things we've already gotten and to create some of the things that the Lord has already built in our consciousness. I was just setting up prayer, and I got a new sense of strength. And I wonder if you understand this. Get the images behind, of course. If you live in this locality, get behind. Not just to take organization, but to get behind things with people and help them to materialize their vision. I want you, some of you, to perhaps live some miles away if you feel the needing of God. Even come our way and help. These are times when we need to get busy for God. I mean, get down to work. Thursday night, the spirit of conviction, get with us both. And within a few days, some of us are going to sell our property. Get the fees, get the control of the fees. We're going to try to get a hotel. Get a place where we can do mission work. And we can take the enemies and leave them. I was at the mental hospital in our community just a few days ago. And there I saw 40 people who could have a home. If someone would love them enough to take them out. If someone cared enough to take them out. I met a carpenter with the intelligence of eye and perhaps more teeth in some ways. I always imagined that if someone can give him some attention, he can go out, as doctor said, and there were 40 left right now in one unit that could go out if there was someone to care for them. I feel like it's time to do the work of God. If you really want to give of your life and your ministry, I know there's a place for you in this church. I know there's a place many masters. The other night, something happened, a sister called, a woman called, just at home, at the work of People's Temple, and she called and about 1 o'clock on Sunday, on Monday morning, just after our radio broadcast, and I just retired. She said, I tried to find someone to be a good Samaritan, a shepherd, to help me, but my mother's dying, and I need a nurse. But I can't hire anybody. Nobody even comes. And I feel there's some in our home that live in our homelessness. And one of them went out and stayed that night. And it left such a touch on the life of this individual that the person just her whole thinking was changed towards God. And if only you have that desire, I feel like we need to get into the work. Finally, we need to have that cool nature, the core of nature that could go any hour of the day. That could go any hour of the night in a world that is so self-centered and so selfish. We need people that are dedicated just as Jesus was. You know, we sing about him, but I'm afraid we're going to lose our song if we don't live up to it. We praise him, and I'm afraid we're going to lose our praise if we don't begin to do what he did. He sold all that he had. He gave up the whole life. Who is my father? Who is my mother? My sister, my brother, but they were the will of the Heavenly Father. I look across the church picture today and see so much mortality. You see wives and husbands, and you never hardly find two that agree on anything. You find one pulling for God and another pulling back. And so many times we love for you. The one that you're a little weak and you let somebody dominate your life, and instead of going to church like you ought to, you let that husband or that wife interfere with this one. We get our natural children between us and God. He said in the last days there's going to have to be some of us that will be made unit for the kingdom of God's sake. Some that will come apart from all the things of the world and be separate vessels unto him. And I feel like there's a time. I know not everybody's going to come into this. I know some of you are not even touched with it. But I'm burdened to the depths of my heart for reality. I know as Brother Wilson and I rode along a few, went several miles together a few days ago. He has the same burden as us. Reality. You may not see the kingdom just as I do, but all of us have that desire, the reality of God. We want to get into the thing. I pray some of you, if all you have a dedication, you'd like to go in with it, a few of us that will sell our property and move together and do a common work for God, I want you to keep it in your pocket. He said, that's not Bible. You don't know your Bible. You don't know your Bible. He said, sell all you have. Give according to his need. That's in the Bible. It may not be for you, but it's for some. It's for some people that are serious enough and dedicated enough to pay the utmost price. I pray that God will put that in your heart. I pray God will fill up your vision. I pray God will clean the heart to soul and will let those dreams come back vivid before your imagination. And if you'll say, yes, Lord, I'll do what you told me to do. Oh, so many of us reason we get thrilled about Africa. We get thrilled about the pioneer fields of the other world. But we won't give a dollar to help somebody in the slum here. We won't give a hand to lift somebody out of the ditch that's right here. Oh, we love to send missionaries to Africa and hate the man of God's expression that's right here in our own town. Make him live in the back section of the city where it's not for no person would want to live. We're teaching the child and yet some of the hypocrites, the very segregationist hypocrites, who like to Africa. Come on now. Some people over there, they've got their eyes on the mountain so much. Their eyes are on the mountain to such a degree that they stumble over the cross. They're looking for a height and they miss the little things. He said, if you'll be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many things. I haven't got anything to stir your imagination tonight. I just say, let's do what God commands us to do. That whatsoever you find with your hand, do it. Do it with all your might. Do it with all your strength. Let's not wait for some visionary thing to hit us. Some new thing to come. We already have all that we need. We have all the resources we need to work with. Let's get our hearts on us and begin to produce for God. I want you to put out your consciousness to me in your heart and your faith right now and pray that I have strength in the next 2 months. I told my church last night, 150 people sitting there waiting to get in building, waiting for me to get it stirred up. I said, if we don't have a love that flows spontaneously in 2 months, if we don't have a love that flows spontaneously, you've got the same problem here tonight. You're saying 4 songs before you had any blessings. It's got to pour out his strength. You know it takes more strength to minister to people for 30 minutes? It'll take more strength than you work 8 hours. Just close your virtue, close your religion. And I saw the same thing, not all of you. Some of you are blessing and you're giving. And some you don't mean to be clapping, but you're just waiting for somebody to feed you. And I said to our people, I said, in 2 months, when we walk in the congregation, if we don't close spontaneously, if the warmth of the Holy Spirit is not vibrant and radiant, I'm resigning this church. I'll leave it. It's paid for. 3.5 years, God bless us, to pull it off, and it's free of every indebtedness. And I said, if there's not a standing entity here, if there's not a real power here in 2 months, I'm putting out a free switch off. 2 months for revival, or I'm going to step out of it.
I'm going to
start uniting with their purposes and their soul to the world, and to heal and carry out the things that God has told us to do. It may not be a great change, but all if we just do what we know to do, how wonderful a world it would be. I want to live up to the highest that's within me. I want to live up to the things that I know to do. I want to take courage to not consider the odds, but to press on. Praise God. I appreciate the brother's encouragement and his admonition and his prophetic word. We need the impartations of one another. We hear the scoffers, we hear the doubters, they would have every kind of thing to throw in the road. But let us believe God. Let's say yes to the Lord tonight. Let's lift our hands and say, God will do what we know to do. We'll do what we know to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, bless your name. Bless them. I pray, Lord, you put some people in this thing right now tonight. I pray you send some ministers, even to this temple and to Indianapolis, that will pay the last tithing, Father, that will give their resources and will unite to do the work of the kingdom. God, we've just spent so much time wandering around without any objective, but your people have their course set. They have their eyes set upon heaven. They know in whom they have believed, and they are persuaded that he is able to take care of that which they have committed unto him against that day. Loving Father, I pray thee that thou would stir, not our emotions. We stirred our emotions until we're worn out. But thou would stir our minds tonight, even when there is seemingly a vacuum of emotion. There was no real shout. There was no real joy in the natural terms. God, I pray thee, while the silence prevails, that thou would speak to the heart. Thou would say thee, turn yes to us, and we would abide by your word. And we would say, yes, these bones can live. Yes, the time put on flesh. Yes, the time put on sinners. Yes, Lord, if you say it, be so, we can prophesy unto these bones, and they shall come forth. And we can breathe into them thy life, and they shall live. We would believe that tonight, Father. We would stand on thy promises. We would rise above mortality. We would lay down some of our things in the now. Our family, our money, our fame, our prestige, our social concerns. Oh God, tonight, make us poor in spirit. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. As long as we have conceptions, we're not poor in spirit. As long as we have attitudes and doctrines and dogmas, as long as we have prestige and fame, and we love fear of ridicule, we're not poor in spirit. Love and merciful Father tonight, I pray thee in all of thy power to make us poor in spirit. For we cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven until we are pure, free from all self. We do not understand this parable, Father, but you said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. If we possess anything tonight, we would give it to thee. We would not like to be like the rich young ruler who came unto thee and turned away powerful because he had much possession. Oh God, we may not have wealth in our pockets tonight, but we have our attitude, and we have our social prestige, and we have our reputation, and we have our preconceptions, and we have our ideas, our ideologies and concerns, our doctrines, our dogmas, our attitudes. Oh God, we pray that you would deliver us and release us and set us free from every trespass, from every motivation, from every idea of acceptance, that we might be free to serve you. I thought I told you to raise up this company that you said would come. The company that Joel saw, the silhouette against the horizon, a great army, and they never will go right. Hallelujah. They moved into the horizons of New Bedford. They overcame all the citizens of hell. They restored all that the family would have eaten, and all that the locust had destroyed. You said there was a day, and this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. A day when the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. A day when thy sons and thy daughters shall prophesy, and thou shalt pour out thy spirit upon all flesh.
mark it off. This is the day. We will crystallize it. This is the day. This is the hour. This is the day of the season. Oh God, we stand in readiness to take up our armament, in readiness to be provided with manna from heaven, in readiness to expend all of our energies for the kingdom of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Father, voluntarily tonight, make us conscious of that thing. Voluntarily tonight, touch our hearts. For the next verse is a different setting. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You don't come willingly, then you have to mourn. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they that inherit the kingdom of heaven. I didn't know I would have long, but go ahead. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Tonight, my dear friends, how many times have we had to mourn? How many times have we had to suffer grief? How many times have we had to have our hands slapped like a little child, an unruly child? How many times have we had to lose something that was precious to us? How many times have we lost something nervous like that woman? Lost that we had to dig for it night to night. How many times have we suffered pain and agony? If we don't become poor in spirit, that's the only other way to find God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. If you finish and fulfill the first verse, you don't have to go into the second verse if you can embrace that thought. If you can consider that if you fulfill the first and will sell out all that you have, you won't have to mourn. If you come unto him, he will give you rest. If you enter unto him, he will not cast you out. If you come to him with a desire to search with all diligence for the knowledge of God, you will not suffer anymore. You will not have to endure the hardness of this life. But we must sell out. And I'm afraid many of us are not selling out tonight. Many of us will not become poor in spirit. And I know I haven't become poor in spirit like I ought to in previous times. God help us to become poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Do you own anything tonight? Do you have your own ideas? Do you have your own conceptions? Do you have your thoughts about what you're going to do tomorrow? Why don't you just lay down your attitudes right now and say, Lord, whatever you say in the highest intuition, whatever you say in the stillness of my tabernacle, whatever you would speak in the garden right now, Father, even now in the heart of my soul, whatever you would say, I will do it, Lord. I'll not look to the right or the left. I'll not look back to Sodom and Gomorrah, but I will press on, Father, to the mark and the prize of the high calling. Uramasam, brother and son, stir up the gift that is within us. In the name of Jesus, stir up those visions that are within us. He said we would have visions. The young men would dream dreams. There would be visions. There would be prophecy. There would be relief. There would be power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we will have power to do all the mighty works. God, in the name of Jesus, make us proud before that tonight. Make us ready tonight. We ready here for you tonight. Not a word of sermon, not a word of thought that I have planned to preach. But we ready here from heaven tonight. That you would speak in our hearts. That you would incarnate your word within us. That you would cause us to forget all things. Look to the right of us, look to the left of us, and see only the arm of God. Oh, Father, in the name of the Divine Son, in the name of the life-giving presence, speak in our hearts now, speak in our hearts now, and tell us the visions of our youth. Renew in us a right mind, O God. Let this mind be in us which is in Christ Jesus. Give us power, give us power, give us power now in the name of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
can't do anything. But the mind of God will tell you, you can do all things through Christ, who saves you. You look at the world and see it's disorder, it's confusion, and your mind will tell you, there's nothing I can do. But God says, if I be for you, who can be against you? He reminds you that he came, not as a royal potentate, not as a monarch from a throne, but he came as a babe in a manger. He came from Nazareth where no good thing had ever come from. He came from the lowliest of lowlies, and yet he became the highest that man's ever known. He proved to you from time and eternity that you can do all things through Christ who saves in you. You must believe that tonight. You must believe that tonight. You must know the power that you possess and take advantage of it. You must see what's in your hand tonight and perform. I'm not going to talk very long tonight. There's been so much talking, there's been so much wind, but we have not really got to the core or the start of the thing. Now, I'm the most confusing to talk tonight. I've got to be doing. I've got to be about my Father's business. The devil said, move. Surely there's a move in my feet tonight. There's a move in my attitude. I want to get out of the routine and monotony and conformity. I want to be the will of God. This is wonderful news. The other morning on Tuesday, we had a meeting about 5 o'clock. We decided to have a worship at 5 o'clock. And about 6 or 7 of us come out 5 o'clock in the morning. I thought how free, how wonderful that was. People making a bit of a sacrifice to come and worship God. I'm so proud of good routine church meetings for our convenience, nice heated buildings, and all of the luxuries and advantages that man could enjoy, making it just right, a proper organ tone, the proper musical background, lovely, comfortable seats. I'm so sick and tired of it, I don't know what to do. I'd like to see what men and women would do, what men and women would do when they're up against pressure. Now, I was just saying, this brother, I don't like judgment, but I was just saying in the car as we were driving along, I said, something is going to bring people to the knees. Brother Wilson and Brother Winberg and I were talking in our transition of coming to the church. I said, something is going to bring us to our knees. I don't think one man can do it today. People just ignore God. They ignore the authority of God. I don't believe one individual can do it. But I think something's going to cause us to think. Something's going to get us out of our attitudes of complacency, our thoughts of self-pleasure, self-abasement. Something's going to cause us to surrender ourselves. If it's an atomic war, then I say, God, send it. Whatever it is, Father, that will get us to the place of an attitude of surrender. If that wipe out all this earth, I'll tell you one thing. And we're earth that's divided into selfish camps and denominational fightings and warrings and sectarian spirits, I say, I just as soon see an end of it as the fear continues. I want to see the glory of the Lord. I want to see the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see what the Bible has prophesied, what my heart tells me can be. I want to live according to the highest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I said, God, come quickly. You said, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Come quickly and perform thy work. You ask it in Jesus' sweet name. Don't say to yourself tonight, you're on a stage and you're weak. You can't do anything. Don't listen to those things. Don't listen to those voices. I know the world's putting cream on a lot of things that have no real use in them. They're putting an intrinsic value on things of diamonds and rubies, but you know what's going to mean the most in the long run is what this is useful. Maybe diamonds are more valuable than water, but when it gets down to usefulness, it's water that we need. Though it may not be as expensive as silver, but when it comes to the survival of the natural, we need bread far more than we need poison. I'm telling you this day when men put emphasis on money and houses and land, people are getting weary. They're getting needy. They realize that they need a touch from heaven and nothing satisfies. We try to build our houses and we build our barns and then we want to tear down and build more because we find no end to it. The more we get, the more we want to get. We get all we can. And all we get is sit on the can. That kind of an idea is going to have to change. We're going to have to get out of that routine and begin to give of ourselves and send forth of our life and impart the love of God that we have. We're not going to find any happiness any other place. I want to get out of it. I feel like I'm crowded into death. I tried to impart in my words tonight what I felt in my heart. I feel like I'm crowded into a wrong kind of a world. I feel like the church world is so far from what God would have it be, it's as far as night from day. I feel like I'm lost in a trap sometime, and I want to just shake the dust from my feet and walk out. Have you ever felt like that? You ever felt like you just like to get up from your feet and walk out? Not against this church, because there's any honesty this pastor has it. Just the same in my church. It's a spirit of me. Christ, I
ourselves into it, the vice of doing. I say it's time that we look to the real. It's time that it is going to be the work of God. He said, you know, a tree by the fruit it bears. And where is our fruit bearing tonight? We come like a little bird with our mouth open, give me a fish worm. We laugh and we joke, and our young people play, and they play tic-tac-toe and have all kinds of amusement. People go to sing for our meetings. Where is the power of God? We need to have a return of the power of God. Let us take us. The words of the Lord need to be so important and so imperative to us that if we have to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning on some mountaintop to get the meals out there, if we have to steal away in a cave, we've made religion too comfortable. We've made it a place you can drop off on. You can just come if you have no other place to go. But I want to tell you, he said there'll come a famine for the healing of the word of God. There'll come the least of the rest of the north and the south, and they'll not be able to hear the word of God. Time you realize the beauty of what you have before you. He said, if you which are called by his name do not work the works of the Father, he'll raise up the stones that cause him to prophesy. He'll raise up another people and give them the glory of the Lord. If you which are called by his name do not begin to minister, he'll leave you hands off and move off and take another people.
So he means the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. We, in our weakness, can be strong. Tonight, if we unite in the pattern of the apostolic government, we can bring the kingdom of the brother man. The religion we preach across the world has been a divided religion. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. What kind of peace have we given the world? We divided into sections and camps and denominations. The Antichrist still has been here for 2,000 years. The false church has been thrown in all of its wares, but there is a creation growing. I said our hearts are growing tonight. Our feelings are getting a little tender, and we feel like we are barren. But something within our hearts says, still barren thing, thou who didst not bear, for thou shalt have a song for all men everywhere. I don't know what your heart's telling you, but my heart tells me I've been mighty barren. My heart tells me I'm creating on every hand. But something within my heart is just about to go ministry. I can see nothing but Christ high lifted up. I'm beginning to lose sight of all the things that were important to me, all the props that I needed, and I want nothing but the voice of the Lord. Nothing but the speaking of the Holy Spirit deep within the consciousness of the heart. I want to hear what you have to say, Lord. What the Spirit has to say to the church. And I'm the church. Hallelujah. You're the church. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're the tabernacle of God. You are the thing that the world's looking for. You are that new creation. You are that Savior that's coming out of Zion. Oh, yes, there's just a little thing. But remember, it's the little things that go to make the big thing. It's the little things that unite to make the mighty thing. So let's believe it tonight. Let's believe it within our hearts that we can do all things through Christ who saved us. You and yourself have nothing to do. You and your tribe, the world won't listen. You and your religion, or in front of your ear. You and your ideas, they will close your mind and close their minds on. But if you come meek and lowly heart, if you become poor in spirit, and what that means? Self-giving, loving, a savior. I believe you can be a savior tonight. That's what I want to be, a savior. I'm not a savior tonight. Nobody can look at me and see God like you ought to see God. And I want to come to pray for it's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. When I look at you, I look at the Savior. I cease from my labors. I cease from my worries. I have nothing. That's why I said, take nothing but this person is sick. Anything greater than that will cause you to miss the kingdom. Anything that is your own possession will cause you to miss the worthwhileness of the glory of the Lord. If you've got anything between your heart and service, if you take even sometimes an extra suit of clothes, preachers with their big money today in their fine homes, they're already mistresses. They'll never be able to make it because you can't merchandise the gospel of Christ. You can't sell it. The greatest abomination in all the world was when somebody tried to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not for sale, darling. It's only a free gift, and the only way you can get it is to sell out all that you've got. It's to come with nothing but, I am a sinner, God. Have mercy on me. I don't bring you a thought. I don't bring you an idea. I don't bring you an attitude. I surrender myself. It's no longer I, but Christ that liveth in me. that kind of an attitude, you know, it will bring this compassion. It will bring the warmth of this trust and the love of this heart. The world needs some of that, sir. The world heard so many people say that I'm this thing, I'm that, and I've got the Holy Ghost, and I'm a Christian, and I'm saved, and I'm glad I'm not going to hell. They've heard all that too long. What they want to see is Christ. Oh, mighty Christ, come forth in me. Oh, mighty Christ, come forth in this congregation. And we can forget so many of us are here tonight just for some basic, wrong motive. Maybe even other ministers, we don't know, Father. We don't even know our hearts these days. We said our hearts were exceedingly deceptive. No man could know it. Loving Father, we pray that if nothing else is accomplished, we're finished. There's not another word we could say tonight. There's nothing we could add to or take away. We pray that now, in just a moment, we would speak within the heart. As the people stand in this congregation, we pray that we would speak in our heart. Let everyone just stand, quietly, kind of the prayer. You and I alone are nothing. For two or three gather together in my name, I am nothing. For two or three of us will be accepting any one thing, with trial to them. Tonight, maybe you hold the key to a great deliverance. Tonight, you might have the resources and the energy and the power that the world is waiting for. Who are you looking for? I remind you of the words of the Master. What do you have in your hand? Use it, and use it with all your might. What have you got in your pocketbook tonight? Use the tool in God. He said, if you don't, all the natural ties of the world, you're not worthy of the kingdom of God. How do you say that? But in comparison to his love, you've got to hate all motivation. You've got to hate your father and your mother as compared to the love for the infinite Father. You've got to hate all your earthly ties. And one thing only can be paramount in your mind. If I don't want to pay that, well then don't pay anymore. If I don't want to do that, but then join the Baptist, or the Methodist, or the Mormon, or the Pentecostal, join the Pilgrim Holders, and all those lovely churches, they're all doing a good work. Did you hear me? I said they're all doing a good work. Some place in the consciousness of God, they are. All of them have their way. All of them are going to come up. As when Adam all died, so in all, so in Christ, and all men be made alive, as the man and his own order. But I can't go back there. For me to go back there is like a dog going back to its vomit. I can't go back there. I've got out of that thing. I can't go back there. Nothing going to satisfy me except the works of the kingdom.
Right.
Nothing going to satisfy me except the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There's no place for me to go back. I can't go back and dance around the golden calf. I can't dance around baptisms and the doctrines of men, the laying out of hands and eternal judgment. I can't go back and sit under hell by a damnation sermon. I can't go back and listen to the 33rd heaven and the 10th hell. I can't go back and talk about long hair and short trees. I've got no time to go back and talk about the law and the prophets. I've got to go on. I've been apprehended. As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. There's no place for me to go but forward. I can't go back. Lord, you can't go back from here on out. Launch out into the deep. I pray the full-time flow. I pray all the glory of the Lord is given you. Make up your mind tonight. You need a creature of the church and you're a creature of the kingdom. You've either been born by the Spirit or you're born of a bondwoman. You're either in the free woman or you're in the old Jerusalem. Let's make up our mind to that glory and set our minds on heavenly things. And make up our mind to give up.
There's no place of neutral ground. I said there's no place of neutral ground. We're mediocre tonight, or somebody's even trying to get it. About 2,000 years ago this time, 1900 some years ago this time, they killed the man and the bear. Did you see me in there, kill you?
No.
They killed two thieves between the cross. And they said, too good there, kill you. You know where we environment meet God. Mediocrity, there's not anybody concerned about us tonight. We're just floating around. But if you get too good, the whole world will rise up against you. But hallelujah, when the world rises up, he said, if I'll be for you, who can be against you? I want to get out there where the poor are going. I want to get out there where the munitions are powder. I want to get out there where the bodies are low. Hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! God, all things are possible. Tonight, in just a moment of thought, would you say yes to me? Would you make up your mind, would you pay the uttermost price? You said you're reasonable service if you put your body, your mind, and your soul on the altar. That's only a reasonable service. You want the kingdom? You'll have to get out of that giving and noise and drinking and eating. Be more spirit. You want to get into the kingdom? It'll have to be Christ. You want to do his work, you have to pay the price. And the first thing is to sell what you have. The brother I've loved, the friend said, I've done all these things. I've kept the commandments, I've paid the tithe, I've done good work. But he said, one thing I like it, sell what thou hast and give it to the poor. Tonight, God's saying that to some of us. Some of us say, no, all right, then, admit what you are. Don't talk about kingdom anymore. Don't be audacious and don't be hypocritical. Don't say, God, I want to go in the kingdom. Lord, you can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. I've started for the kingdom and it won't turn back. The Pentecostal came up 50 years ago and said, I'm going to die in the wilderness. Oh, God, I told you that we will start for the kingdom tonight. I don't know where you're going to leave us. I don't know where some of us are going to go out of this building. But I pray that I will keep my covenant with you. Who wants God? If you'll get a revival in my heart and we'll see a soul and a soul and we'll see the visions of our hearts. We'll come together and we'll do the things that our hearts have told us to do. We'll listen to thee. Man, but that live by giving over but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Fear the Lord, anoint us. The hand of the Lord is upon us. For you demanded us, hallelujah. You demanded us to preach the gospel to the poor, to set up the living those that are bound, to bring release to the captives, to open the blind eyes. God, give us that deliverance right now. Jesus, sweet lady, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I just feel like praying, and I feel like praising, I feel like organizing, I just can't preach. What does it for us to praise your name? Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we praise you, we praise you. For just a little bit of a dream, a more greater determination. We don't know the way for each one here. We can't tell them how to go. But oh God, we know the way we must go. We know that we must do tonight. You spoke into our hearts, oh God. You told us what we must do. Now in the name of Jesus, give us the strength to do what we must do. Give us the power, God, to go through in the name of Jesus. Be among us.
Kathy and I would give everything to him and our body. God would fill the soul within our hearts and God would work with us, how sweet the sound. A song within our hearts, how sweet the sound. The words came to our consciousness. I would give thee the sound of a new love. And I would fill thy mouth and I would speak for thee. And the lips say, Father, I would not speak with authority, but I would transmit my love. And all men shall see my love in thee. And I shall become a vessel of love. And I will bless thee with health and set with all powers into my body, if thou canst but believe. And I will say unto thee, Jesus, and it's to thee. I will say unto thee, if thou wilt tear up thy heart and become a minister of nursing and compassion, I will bless thee, and I will restore health into thy body. I have come to thee this night, and I've asked him to tear all thy heart and become a vessel for the master's use. Would you lift your hands and surrender yourself to him tonight? Would you lift your hands and believe him tonight? Would you lift your hands and say yes unto the Lord tonight? Would the Lord God visit you tonight? Would he heal you tonight? Would he strengthen thy mouth tonight? Would he give power unto thee tonight? This is not going to be a long service. No part is going to be cut short tonight. We're not going to go much in the past tonight. We're not going to communicate in the afternoon. We're not going to talk about tomorrow tonight. The devil is the devil of silence. Now the kingdom has come now unto thee. Tonight the kingdom has come now unto thee. Tonight thou shalt be therein. Thou shalt move in the way that I have called thee. And thou shalt go back. Tonight the kingdom has come now unto thee. Tonight the kingdom has come now unto thee. This is our last opportunity. This is the last thing that I will visit thee. The day thou shalt be therein. And thou shalt be no more beckoning for me. The day thou shalt move in the kingdom. And thou shalt hear my voice no more. The day thou shalt live in this kind of garden, or I will visit thee no more. I say unto thee again, the kingdom has come now unto thee. Thou shalt not talk kingdom from this time forward without a visitation and a realization of the meaning of it. And if thou wilt not walk into that which I commit unto thee tonight, and I am speaking in the mystery unto every heart, I am unfolding myself unto thee individually now, and in a moment thou wilt be left in silence.